Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil Advocates Radio Show, Election Day, Midterm Tuesday. And I got my little buddy right here with me in the world headquarters, Devil Radio Madison, Wisconsin. How you doing, Dominic?
Crudy, I am fantastic. I am so excited. We've got Evan on the board. Our fair audience, happy Election Day. I have already done my civic duty. I know you have not yet voted, Crudy.
I am an undecided voter. You know, there are still some undecided voters. We talk about this every elective cycle. Maybe I'm one, Dom. Maybe I'm one.
I don't believe you for a minute.
Actually, I've got to pick my son up from Edgewood College, and we're going to take him off for his first midterm, Dom. His first official vote. Now, nice. He didn't vote in the primary, but kind of felt anticlimactic. All the Democrats had climbed out of the U.S. senatorial race by then. Tony, obviously, as the incumbent governor of Wisconsin, did not have a legitimate primary opponent. I don't even know if any goofballs ran. What was Brett Halsey doing?
I'm sorry, what?
No, I didn't note any goofballs in the race. But anyways, Caden, my elder son, got to vote in that. And I feel quite confident Kelsey's voting out there on the leftist coast today, but seemingly means less when you're voting in California. No offense to our friends on KGOE, Eureka, California, but a pretty blue state. But here in the state of Wisconsin, the world and the weight of the world, I feel like it's on our shoulders.
It means more. It's on Dane County's shoulders.
Where we are broadcasting from, Dane County, Madison, Wisconsin. If we don't have massive overvote in Dane County, Governor Tony Evers does not stand a chance, nor does Mandela Barnes for that matter. Although I would say Mandela's winning formula has got to include a healthy turnout from Milwaukee, where he obviously is from. Well, if you don't know, Mandela's from Milwaukee. Now it's obvious. I told you. So Dom, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I feel good.
I can't believe we've completely switched roles in life. Suddenly, you're glass half full, and I'm like the bubble burst.
Listen, we're underdogs, right? The Dems are the underdogs in this scenario, man. You know, we're
in the midterms.
We're in the midterms, man. We're walking onto the visitors' field. We're down. We're favored to lose by 3 or 4, at least 3 or 4. So if we come out swinging and play hard, and people get out and vote, it could be okay for us, man.
So you're saying
and there's no and. And if the pessimism, if your pessimism is correct, Crudium, and this is as all the Republicans are hoping, just a huge red wave. I doubt it. But if that were to be the case, well, if, you know, there comes an opportunity to continue to convince people that they're wrong. We have another 2 years. We'll still be here Wednesday, Crudy. We'll still be here on Thursday. We'll still be here next week. This is an ongoing effort, and it takes a long time to pull them from the edge, man. Donald Trump didn't get up and inspire the crowd to riot, to attack our own country.
Will be wild.
The first day. It took him years and years to convince those folks to do that. It'll take long to pull them away.
What, are we trying to create a radio cult here? I don't know what you're fomenting exactly, other than perhaps a great radio show. Let's tell the folks about it, Dom. As mentioned, the Election Day, Midterm Tuesday edition. And Dom, we've got special election night coverage. And did I mention we got a couple of local sponsors here in Madison, because we're going to originate from the world headquarters, where we need the greatest overvote, Dane County.
Please, God, help us.
First and foremost, the network sponsor of the special election night coverage. It all begins at 7 o'clock live right here on Civic Media. Get the app. The real Patriots already have it. But Bug Tussle, high-speed internet and cellular services, they are our network sponsor. And Chad's Design Build, tonight's Civic Media special election coverage is brought to you in part by Chad's Design Build. They're the winner of the 2022 Contractor of the Year Award in the Universal Design Bath category. Chad's Design Build has been improving Madison homes, Madison area homes for more than 30 years. You're not confined to just Madison if you know our pal Chad from Chad's Design Build. With core principles of communication, honesty, accuracy, details, and satisfaction, Chad's Design Build continues its mission to build a better world, one remodeled home at a time. The team at Chad's also stands for fairness, decency, and opportunity, Dom, in our country and society. Visit them online, chadsdesignbuild.com. And we'll tell you more about Knuckleheads down on State Street, Dom. The head shop, man, our buddies at Knuckleheads, they're also sponsoring the election night coverage, but we'll talk more about them later.
Excellent.
And tell you more about the guest, U.S. senatorial candidate Mandela Barnes, coming on the Devil's Advocates today, election day, to make a final plea. Please vote for me. I would encourage Mandela to ask our fair audience, especially those that have been tardy in voting, like myself.
Like you.
To please vote Mandela Barnes for U.S. Senate. I think it's a shrewd move to come on the greatest radio show ever on election day, Dom. Well, it's not going to hurt his cause.
By that time, ma'am, polls will close soon anyway. So, yes, excellent.
Polls, let's make a point, Dom.
Yes.
Polls close at 8, but yes. Once again, we got many good friends, including Maggie Dawn, who might join us later during the special network coverage, brought to us locally by Chad's Design Build and Knuckleheads. Maggie Dawn points out, as do others in the listening audience, if you're in line tonight at 8 o'clock, if you just get in line, they will make a very public pronouncement and tell you this is the end of the line. No more after this point. But if you're in line right now, stay in line. You still have the right to vote, even if the time exceeds 8 o'clock Central Time. So the polls, quote unquote, close at 8. But of course, you can still vote if you're in line at 8 p.m. So don't leave that line, people.
And they have to let you vote. They have to let you vote. You can't, do not let them talk you out of it. If you're in line, you have the right to vote. Exercise that right.
Now, I understand, Tom, there's a little voting mischief in West Bend, Wisconsin. Man pulled a knife, told the clerks there to stop the people from voting.
Really, doing Trump's work for him, huh?
That was the early announcement. We've got Maggie Dawn monitoring the situation. She's Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. And if this comes down to a coin flip, talking about the statewide elective races, let's not forget that the Rojo campaign, the Ron Johnson campaign, has already hired former Trump attorney Jim Troupas, is already planning for the recount. And they ain't recounting Ozaukee County. They're probably not recounting Waukesha County or out of Gamey County, you know, up near where Rojo lives. But you can bet your sweet ass they're going to recount Milwaukee County, right? Because it'll be a lot of absentee ballot,
whatever,
mischief,
you know,
fraud.
I welcome it. Knock yourself out. We did this already. You know, we've done this over and over and over again. We have professionals on the job. We have people like Maggie Dawn taking care of things. So knock yourself out. Get all everybody. Watch the whole thing. They get double checked.
Wisconsin Center
checked
in Milwaukee. If you go to the Wisconsin Center, you, the public listening to the sound of our voice, even you MAGA people, you can go down there and you can observe the tally of the vote tonight. Polls close at 8. Stay in line if you're still in line at 8. Cast your vote and then go watch the tally of the returns if you so choose. And notice the hardworking, civically minded people that live in our fair state.
Right.
We've got 1,850 separate voting districts in the state of Wisconsin. And I've told this story before, Dom. When Roger Stone, the dirty trickster of Donald Trump and, you know, all the way back to Nixon days, when he accused former Governor Scott Walker, the wanker, of rigging elections here in the state of Wisconsin, as a lefty, as a liberal, oh, I wanted to believe, Dom. I wanted to believe. but it ain't possible. Effectively, it is so statistically implausible to what coordinate, perpetrate some sort of massive fraud, a conspiracy on, you know, the scale that would actually move the electoral count, even 21,000 votes. That was the margin that Trump lost the state by, right? Do you believe he lost?
Yes, he lost.
You could not move that many votes in the state of Wisconsin. It is not really possible mathematically to cheat on that sort of level.
It's just, I can't even believe we're having these conversations. I mean, the last guy lost his election. He knew he was going to lose the election. He did everything he could to overturn the election, to engage in a coup, a conspiracy, an insurrection, right? He's been lying about this forever, and now all of a sudden all the other Republicans are out there lying about this same thing. There is no election fraud on the scale that they're talking about. They just lost the election. And they did everything they could to try to overthrow it. These are not people that deserve to be around power. I mean, I just think even saying the big lie gives it too much credibility. This was an attack on America by the guy who lost a free and fair election, and they're still spouting the same BS this election without any other evidence. None. Zero, zilch, and zilch. So you got to call into question the people who are stating these things, their credibility. They have zero credibility. They do not deserve your vote.
You know, when you put it like that, it sounds kind of bad.
It's really bad.
The election deniers, or as you would call them, former friend of the show, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, mentioned Mandela Barnes coming to make his closing arguments at 5:50 today. A little before that, we've got Asgos, Wisconsin host Kristen Bry. She's a comedian. She is very talented. You're going to like her. And she is going to lead the special event coverage tonight right here on the Civic Media Network. And Don, we've got coast-to-coast coverage all across the great state of Wisconsin. We're incorporating nearly the entire team.
Coast-to-coast from Mississippi River to Lake Michigan.
All the way up to Superior, baby. Yeah. We got them all covered. Down to legal weed land. I used to call it the flat land.
Now it's legal weed land.
I like it better now. It's
a wonderful land. Still, just to quickly visit in and out.
Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. You're going to want to parker, stay all night, get yourself something cold to drink.
After you vote.
After you vote.
No wine until it's time. You have to do the work, and then you can start the party.
You get to celebrate after you vote.
Yes, absolutely. I already voted.
I know. The celebration could start early around here. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Go vote and then enjoy your 420 and call us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I hate to talk about other fine shows, but I got to tell you, we got a fine host from Asgos, Wisconsin, Kristen Bry, joining us very, very soon. And she will be the lead anchor tonight for the special coverage, election night coverage, right here on Civic Media. Starts at 7 with Kristen Bry and Luke Mathers. But our pal Earl Ingram this morning, man, this guy pitched both ends of a doubleheader. He had the Vice President, Kamala Harris, and then he had Governor Tony Evers. And I'm wondering, what are we doing wrong?
And he had Maggie Dawn as a co-host.
Well, we might have Maggie Dawn a little bit later, but not for 3 hours.
I mean, come on, Earl, just lighten it up.
Let's play a little. Let's brag a little on our buddy Earl Ingram, the Vice President Harris, appearing on his show earlier today. Kamala, cut 5.
Good morning to you, Vice President Harris. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. How are you this morning?
It is an honor and a privilege to have your voice on these airways.
I just want to, first of all, thank the people of Milwaukee for electing me Vice President, electing Joe Biden President of the United States.
You remembered, huh?
Of course I do. Milwaukee was decisive. Of course I do. Of course I do. That's why I start with thanking folks, because in the height of the pandemic, with so much loss of life and normalcy, people lost their jobs, and yet turned out in record numbers and made history. And I just want to ask folks to do what you did before again.
Let's do it again, Milwaukee. Let's do it again, Wisconsin. More VP Kamala Harris on the Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Network earlier today. Cut number six, please. We must reelect Evers.
Because these seats, you know, Tony Evers has been an extraordinary governor. He is holding down the line on craziness in terms of making sure that he can be there to represent the people, working people. He has cut taxes for working families. He's lowered costs for small businesses in Wisconsin and Milwaukee. And he must be reelected because he really does stand for our democracy and for freedom and equality.
You know, that's not even the first time he's had Kamala Harris on his show. Earl Ingram, the fine host right here on Civic Media, he hosts 8 to 11 a.m. on WAUK 540 a.m. And Kamala Harris, the vice president, appearing on Earl's show, said, "We must elect Mandela Barnes. Cut seven, please."
Mandela Barnes, the son of a third-shift auto worker and a public school teacher, running to lower costs. And if we get two more seats in the United States Senate, if we hold on to what we have, and two more seats, of which Mandela Barnes would be one, the president can sign into law the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. It would be so important to put teeth back in the Voting Rights Act that folks marched and died for. And these are the things that are at stake.
More from Vice President Kamala Harris on our pal Earl Ingram show. Today's election day. Cut eight.
I want to remind everybody, today is election day. Even if you are not registered, you can go in Wisconsin and same day that you vote, you can register to vote and then vote. And the polls close at 8 o'clock. But, you know, the governor's seat is 4 years. That Senate seat is 6 years. So I know I'm asking a lot for folks to, out of their busy day, do what you need to do to vote. But just think about the impact you've had just in the last election and the significance of these two seats in particular, 4 years and 6 years. So that's why I'm calling to talk with your listeners. And again, first of all, to thank them for all they did last time.
Vice President Kamala Harris appearing again on the Earl Ingram Show. Now, I've had an opportunity to meet the vice president about 4 years ago. At this time, she was in Wisconsin campaigning on behalf of Tony Evers. And she is a very intense woman. In real life, I've never met a politician that, like, invaded my space.
Right,
although you had that with Ted Cruz. That's a whole different story. One more from the VP. This question, I think, came from our pal, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn. And I got to tell you, Maggie, she was a little welled up with emotion. You could hear it in her voice. And I teased her. I said, "Maggie, you're nervous." She said, "I'm never nervous." She said, "I'm full of emotion." Here was the vice president responding to our pal Maggie Dawn. Cut nine.
The foundational principles of our nation, going back to your point about people who have served our country, we fight what we believe is the strongest and greatest democracy in the world. We fight for our foundational principles of freedom and liberty. That's what's at stake in so many of these issues. And our democracy will only be as strong as our willingness, each one of us, to stand up and fight for it. And one of the best ways we can do that at election time is to exercise our voice through our vote.
Dominic, another person who has not appeared on this fine program since he was elected in 2018, but he appears on Earl's show with some frequency. Governor Tony Evers doesn't sting at all.
No, not at all.
Not envious of you at all, Tony. Or you, Earl. Play it for the people. Cut number one, Tony Evers.
I'm assuming it's going to take a while. It could take into tomorrow.
Counting the vote.
At the end of the day, we'll have an answer from the people of Wisconsin, I'm sure. At the minimum, sometime tomorrow. I think it'll be sometime this evening yet, or early in the morning. That's no concern. That's what we expected. It's a close race.
While there's still time, Ebone, let's jump. Cut three. How's he feeling? Cut three.
Good morning to you, Governor Evers.
Thanks, Errol. And
tell us how you're feeling right now.
All's good. I'm looking forward to a great victory. Obviously, it's going to be close, but no, I'm feeling good. We made it clear what our positions were on various issues and talked about our what we've accomplished over the last 4 years and point out the difficulties that the Wisconsinites will have if my opponent is put into place. He's taken some really radically and divisive positions on all sorts of things, and so I think people understand the difference between my opponent and me, and I believe that we're going to win.
Well, that was Tony Evers, not on this program, but on Earl's program. He also had Kamala Harris, but we have Kristen Bry, as goes Wisconsin. Stick around, more Devils Election Day edition.
Come on, man.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Election Day Edition. It's midterm time, baby. And we got the finest of guests. She is Kristen Bry. She is the host of As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen, this seems to be a shortened version of you somehow. I mean, we got Dominic here in Madison, and Sage mentioned Dominic. I didn't remember you being so short.
I don't remember all you guys being so tall.
Kristen.
Well, I am very tall. I know I often get the you're taller than I expected when people finally meet me in person. But you know, it helps when you have a 6'8" father. Typically the genetics mean that you will also be tall.
Well, I met Dominic's dad. He was much taller than Dominic. I don't know what happened.
I started working out too early, man. It stunted the growth. I was
like, that and the cigarettes and the coffee in the crib.
Yeah, I was going to say, cigarettes, coffee, maybe a little too much extracurricular activities stunted the growth gene.
Kristen, you will be the lead anchor. You and Luke Mathers from Dueling Tangents will be the lead anchors. Actually, special election coverage starting at 7 o'clock all across the Civic Media Network. Kristen, what are you expecting tonight?
You know, I feel like in the time I've been back in Wisconsin, which has only been 2 years, from Wisconsin, moved back, and the one thing I have learned in trying to talk about Wisconsin politics is that if anyone tells you they know what's going to happen, they're lying. And because our elections are so close. And I feel like in just today alone, in my universe of people who work in media and politics and campaigns, I've heard something different from almost everyone. I have one person who feels like they know, they think that with the early voting numbers, that it's totally in the favor of the Democrats. Polling obviously would say otherwise. And so my general feeling is anxiety. And I'm not sure of anything, but it is certainly an adrenaline rush to be in a state where things literally come down to the wire and every vote really, really counts.
Kristen, my pal Dominic might have something for your anxiety, but it makes you a little loosey-goosey on the anchoring. I just got to warn you.
Well, that's after the show.
Folks, you are listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We have a fine host in her own regard. She is Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, and she is going to be the lead anchor on the Civic Media coverage beginning at 7 o'clock network-wide, originating here from Madison. But you're based out of Milwaukee, and it's not just the anchors. We're really going to have team coverage all around the state. We're going to check in with all our affiliates around the state. We've got news directors and journalists and hosts all around the state contributing. Kristen, I've never done it before. I don't know that anyone's ever had a network like this to provide this sort of comprehensive coverage. But here's what I say. Once we win the WBA award for best special event, I'd love to see the engraver put like 22 names on the trophy.
That'd be fun, right? Just talk about a participation award. Just everyone on our team gets a participation award because we all participated in providing such an incredible special broadcast.
Well, we might also submit our Barack Obama coverage. He was on the stump. That was a special event. We're going to throw them all in. You know, we're so cool. We're going to win all the awards this year. Kristen,
he's gonna sweep it.
Well, to that regard, I mean, obviously we were there. We saw Barack Obama at North Division High School. Do you think that effort was successful, Kristen Bry, from your exposure in Milwaukee?
You know, I think in getting to see Barack Obama speak live, which was the first time I've gotten to do that, and ultimately, I think even if you are in the camp and you don't like all the policies that he had, even if you're in the camp that you personally don't like him, he's still an incredible speaker and a very, very popular public figure. And I think it's hard to watch all of the clips and sound bites that came out of not just his speech in Wisconsin, but all of the swing states that he went to, and all of the clips that came out with really the way he kind of diffuses using humor and pointing out kind of the ridiculousness of some of, like, I think it was here where he was just talking about how there could be an asteroid coming towards Earth and Republicans plan would be tax cuts. We're going to do tax cuts. And, you know, and he's still, I don't know if anyone does it better than him when it comes to giving those kinds of speech and really feeling like he was talking to you. And so I don't know how you measure that beyond just your gut instinct, but it certainly didn't hurt.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin. She'll be anchoring the very special live coverage 7 to 8 p.m. And then Dom and crew take over. You know, we'll try to follow your capable lead. Very excited about the network-wide coverage. We hope to have the most comprehensive coverage anywhere in Wisconsin tonight. Kristen, I got to tell you, I share your angst. I have been like a mess of nerves for days, and I'm not sure if it's the polling. I mean, the polling's been very close, and we've gone into prior elective cycles. 2014 comes to mind with Mary Burke. And she had a late moment in the race where there was an accusation against one of her staffers of plagiarism. And she didn't answer the call very well. And it was all over but the crying. Seemingly next poll that came out, we saw a flip. And suddenly Scott Walker's up by 5. And it was all over but the crying. And the most effective speech I ever saw Mary Burke give was in concession that night. And my fear is that... I hope the Democrats have done an effective job of making a final pitch. I haven't agreed with all their strategy, but I'm certainly rooting for Team Blue tonight because I think the alternative is really destructive. Kristen, I know you try not to cast things in black and white and R&Ds as much as perhaps Dom does, but do you think if Evers loses, do you think it's a disastrous outcome in the state of Wisconsin?
The thing that got me, it's hard to say, got me even more fired up than some of the Tim Michaels rhetoric around abortion and where he's given his private money to. When he was caught at a fundraiser last Monday on Halloween, saying that if I win, Republicans in Wisconsin will never lose again. And as much as his campaign tried to say, well, no, what he meant was that we're just going to have such popular policies that no one's ever going to want to vote for blue ever again, which I think is BS. it's hard for me to not hear that and say, along with, you know, Ron Johnson saying, we'll see if I accept the outcome of the election. That to me is just... I don't know how you get past that. And obviously a lot of people have, right? For some people, whether I've heard them in my comment section, I know that some of them call into this radio show, and there's certainly going to be 1.5 million Wisconsinites who vote for both of those candidates, that threat of democracy and changing elections and a one party rule, they're perfectly fine with that. But it's hard for me not to imagine that if the it's already bad enough that we only have two parties in a country where we have 50 different kinds of soda you can choose from and 200 kinds of jean brands that you can shop for. The fact that we have two choices when it comes to parties is bad enough. But if we get down to one, how does anyone ever think that things are going to be able to be fixed if no one's ever held accountable? And if elections are fixed so that you can't go to the voting box and say, I don't like what you did, and I think this person could do better, and you're just stuck with a party that is more focused on power than they are on governing and doing what's right for the people, that feels scary. And like, I'm not going anywhere. I've talked to plenty of people, especially young people, who are like, if Tim Michaels wins, I'm probably going to move to Chicago. And I'm not in that camp. I've obviously built an entire brand off of Wisconsin, so to just abandon that isn't gonna take a lot more for me to leave. But I think that should worry more people, and not just on partisan lines, because things can always get worse when people in power are not held accountable.
You know, I've got several thoughts going through my mind, and some I don't want
your brain
to,
working there.
I don't want to express some things publicly because, you know, right now I'm nervous about the potential outcome. I'm quite nervous, less so about the U.S. Senate race, because Ron Johnson, as an incumbent Republican, if Ron wins re-election, I'm not happy, but that doesn't change the mathematical dynamic of the U.S. Senate, not in and of itself. But if Tony Evers loses, that dramatically changes the governing dynamic here in the state of Wisconsin. And theoretically, even if Evers won, but if Republicans can win a large enough legislative majority through the power of gerrymandering, they could effectively overturn every one of Tony Evers' vetoes. So you talk about that one party rule. Well, Kristen, while you were having a good time being an actress on the leftist coast, Dom and I were living through the reign of Scott Walker. And it really, you know, I think in some ways, it's not like the world burnt down, but a lot of good and talented Wisconsinites did get out, and they left this state, and they abandoned the state they love, and they kept watching it. And many of them listened to our show from distant, faraway ports, and they still feel that affection for this wonderful state, this very formerly progressive state. But I got to tell you, tonight I'm on a razor's edge, sister. I might drink heavily after we do our little anchoring job, maybe during, never can tell. So
I know you guys are lucky with the 4 o'clock start. I feel like with an 11 o'clock show, I can't drink my woes away or celebrate.
Well, so
without having to turn around and do a show in the morning.
So if there was a question there, Kristen, it would be, what are you drinking tonight?
Bourbon. I have some bourbon today, actually. Steve Palick was on my show, and he's a big bourbon fan, and he brought some J. Henry from Wisconsin, and he taught me what the Kentucky Chew is, which is a totally, the way you're supposed to drink bourbon is to flush it around your mouth like mouthwash so that you can really get the real flavor. And so I will probably have some bourbon by another bourbon sooner rather than later.
Perhaps immediately after your hosting duties on the Civic Media Network tonight at 8 o'clock, when Dom and Crew take over. If Dom's drinking coffee, I'll just point out, Dom doesn't drink coffee.
I do drink coffee. Yes, I'm drinking coffee at noon. Kristen Bry, As Goes Wisconsin, hosting covers here starting at 7 o'clock. Any guests? What's coming up on your extended covers tonight?
So I think Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation is going to stop by. He's done the Herculean effort as far as covering every legislative down-ballot race. So he knows those races and everything going on in the different districts for both state Senate and the assembly, I think better than almost anyone I could bring on. Cause the thing is, even if Tony Evers squeaks this out, there's still a chance that there could be a supermajority in our state legislature and, could still, as, Crute just said, the fact that they could reintroduce and then override his veto for a lot of different legislation, like that's just as important as reelecting Tony Evers. So I think Dan's going to stop by to kind of see, report anything he's been seeing in some of those down ballot races that don't get as much attention. And then besides that, we're going to check in with Terry on anything he's hearing, because obviously we have the hour before the polls have even closed.
News director Terry Bell. You're wrong though, sister. Polls close in certain eastern states starting in 13 minutes. We're already going to have results by the time you come on the air. Well, sure. We care about Wisconsin the most because the show is As Goes Wisconsin, and she is the finest host of it. She is Kristen Bry. She's our good friend, and she is the lead anchor tonight on special extended election night coverage. Could go all night, but Kristen, she's going first, and then she's perhaps tempting herself with a little bourbon.
just a bit.
I would say
somewhat responsible for my show, so I gotta.
Tomorrow, I plan on being entirely hungover on the air, Kristen. It's sort of a tradition after election days for us. Why break? Kristen, thanks so much. Fair. See you on the radio about 7 o'clock. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kristen.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. You can still be a part of this fine program. How are you feeling about election day? Kuchka tells me there's lions in Shorewood. He thinks that's good. Farmer Bill says lions in Fitchburg. And Crudy saw him in Middleton. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates.
The suspense is terrible. I hope it'll last.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, the fine one, Kristen Bry. She is the host of As Goes Wisconsin. Her and Jane Mantineer, they do a fine job. 11 to 2 p.m. They play out all across the Civic Media Network, except here in Madison, where we've made it a tradition to play Tom Hartman. No offense to Kristen. Want to point out, Kristen will be the lead anchor. Her and Luke Mathers from Dueling Tangents will start the 7 o'clock coverage, special extended election night coverage, right here on Devil Radio and across the Civic Media Network. But here locally, Dom, I mentioned, we got a fine sponsor in Knuckleheads. Tonight's Civic Media special election coverage is also brought to you by Knucklehead CBD Vapes and Tobacco Shop, with locations in Madison and Milwaukee. Since 1995, Knuckleheads has offered customers the finest tobacco and most complete selection of smoking accessories in the area. You know what I'm saying, Don.
I hear what you're saying, man.
With a knowledgeable staff, they call them Knuckleheads, and choice products you won't find anywhere else. The team at Knuckleheads will help you find exactly what you're looking for. Everyone at Knucklehead supports equality, fairness, and the right to vote. Visit them today in Madison or Milwaukee, or shop online, knuckleheads.shop. Thank you to our fine local sponsors, including Chance Design Build and Knuckleheads, and our network sponsor for the big extended election coverage tonight, Bug Tussle, high-speed internet and cellular services. Should look into Bug Tussle. Been struggling with the big V, if you know what I'm saying. I don't mean virginity.
You have struggles sometimes.
The big
sometime.
National brand that starts with a B has questionable coverage. You know, they look good on the map, Don, but yes, in actuality, you know, maybe I'll be tussling with the bug later. Mandela Barnes, U.S. senatorial candidate, joining us in the 5 o'clock hour, Don, at about 5:50 tonight, making something of a final urgent
final
call.
Pitch, asking. Coming on, he's asking for your vote, man. He's asking for your vote. Go out and vote for Mandela Barnes.
The last fine candidate to come on our show on election day and ask for your vote was Bernie Sanders, I believe. And I believe Bernie won by double digits in the presidential primary in 2016.
He got our vote. He got my vote.
He asked for it. 844-967-2789. See, that's why I haven't voted yet. I'm waiting for Mandela. Yeah. Until he asks, man, you got to ask this guy. You got to ask me twice, maybe. Please.
He was just on a... Come on,
Bernie,
man.
Please.
Come on, man. Once. Once is enough. We're adults.
Mandela's earned it.
Yes, he has earned it. Of course he's earned it.
Mandela has.
Yes. Yes. I mean, and you look at the differences between these guys. I mean, Mandela Barnes, Ron Johnson. We know both of these guys, right?
Ron would have come on.
We don't want Ron on. We give Ron too much.
I've noted that.
Too much love over the years that was undeserved. But Mandela is a solid human being. He's been doing this. He loves it. I don't believe, as I said to Congresswoman Gwen Moore, who I voted for today, when she was on our show yesterday, I don't think Mandela Barnes would even ponder, you know, passing along fraudulent electors to make sure Joe Biden stays in office. That's what we're dealing with here. And I just... It blows my mind that some of these polls are even actually showing this, how close this is, People, you got to be kidding me. These are insurrectionists. The very fact that they're using the democratic system to try to kill democracy, it should not go well with you. These are the people that deny the elections that Donald Trump lost, even though they won their congressional elections. Isn't that a little strange? I mean, there's so many things wrong with this Republican Party. It is hard to go back and try to refresh all the damn stupid things that they continue to do and sell and say, pardon me, to convince you to try to vote for them. What solutions have any Republicans offered anybody about anything this cycle?
Tax cuts for the rich.
Tax cuts for the rich.
Meteor's coming. Tax cuts for the rich.
You know what I mean? I mean, Joe Biden, the Democrats.
Tax cuts for the rich.
They got some things done. Don't forget that. Google it. You don't know. You got a computer. Your Google's not broke. These Democrats have performed for this country. They've passed the infrastructure. They passed chips. They did more than...
Yes!
Talk about the economy. Let's talk about the... What was the economy under Donald Trump? He drove it into the ditch because of the way he handled the pandemic.
Well, he was only following the example of George W. Bush and the national economy when we crashed under the last Republican president.
And so what when you say, oh, it's this... Yes, and no doubt, much of the inflation, if you take out the percentage, of the inflation that's attributable to the price gouging, a lot of that is because, of course, of supply issues. And why do we have supply issues? Well, there's a pandemic, big shift in demand, supply and demand. Okay, but supply issues, if you had your widgets in a warehouse somewhere, and it costs money to store things, Crudy. If you don't have...
Well, that cuts for my profit margin on my widgets.
Let's do just-in-time inventory from our manufacturing facility overseas.
What about
and everything runs fine as long as everything runs fine, but as soon as there's a kink in the system, oh my good, now we can't get our widgets, and now if you have them, the price is going to go up.
Well, I would call it just-in-time surge pricing. It's like Uber, man.
Right.
Wait till 2 o'clock in the morning. I need to get home tonight, and I'm trying to get a ride.
Yes.
Oh, the election just got called. Surge pricing.
So even the fact that we had the pandemic that caused such a supply chain issue, that supply chain issue, the philosophy of manufacturing and distribution is always X'd and each down to squeeze out the most profitable dollars you can possibly get. Which is, again, all fine and dandy when there's not a global pandemic. So even to that degree, a lot of that is forced upon us by corporate greed.
You know what, though? Democrats didn't really convey that message effectively. And that's my concern. That's my angst here on Election Day. It's not what Democrats did for the American people. It's how they told the narrative to the American people, or to the people of Wisconsin, as the case may be. Don, we'll take phone calls in hour number two, the happy hour. But we've got a little of the early voting returns here in the state of Wisconsin. This will not give us a sense of who voted for whom, but it will give us a sense, at least relative to 2018 in the last midterms, how many Wisconsin early absentee voters there have been. Let's jump in briefly, Dom. Before the polls opened Tuesday, hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites had already sent in their ballots, with mail-in and in-person absentee voting totals the day before the election far outnumbering those from the last midterm cycle. And that was a pretty blue midterm cycle. I think Tony Evers won, and progressive Tammy Baldwin won very handily over your girl Leah Vukmer, but a little bit more. By Tuesday, 741,795 people mailed in their absentee ballot or voted in person in the state, according to data from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That number surpassed the 566,000 people who voted absentee ahead of the 2018 election. And Dom, it says here, the jump in absentee voting across Wisconsin, which began on October 25th, comes as candidates from both parties push their bases to get out and vote during the last 2 weeks. Suddenly, Rojo was all down for early voting.
It's a 30% increase in absentee voting over 2018.
You know, this is a 30% increase in coolness over your regular radio show. Come back, the happier happy hour, more Devils, the Election Day edition.
It's the most important thing you can do is to take responsibility.
Don't boo.